I miss Billy the Kid, the times that he had, the life that he lived. I guess he must have got caught, his innocence lost. I wonder where he is. I miss Billy the Kid.
So you survived all the storms up there in Tennessee?
So far, so good. I tell you what, though, we have definitely taken the warnings seriously. We've heard the sirens go off about three times now, and yesterday we got struck by lightning. Our house did, anyway, a couple of times. So we spent most of the day in and out of the basement.
I can't remember a year quite like that, what we've had this past year.
We drove to Florida, you know, coming down here for the Folk Festival, and we drove from Nashville, and it was rain and funnel clouds and lightning the whole way down here. Just almost, I'm glad it didn't reach Florida, though, because the weather's beautiful today.
I'm hopeful that for your set at 10 o'clock, everything ought to be high and dry. Well, at least we'll keep our fingers crossed anyway. Last year you gave, I think it was a two-hour performance, if I'm not mistaken. You just poured your heart out last year.
Well, I have to tell you, that might be my favorite stage, my favorite time of year, and favorite place to perform. And I'm not just saying it because it's my home state of Florida, but, you know, the park has a lot of history with me, going all the way back to when I was 12 years old. I performed down at Stephen Foster on the Suwannee for a big music festival. Our whole school went down there, and now, I remember the first year at my folk festival, I think my kids were like 8, 9, 10 years old, and in fact, tonight, my daughter is 16 now, and she's going to be performing with me for a few songs, and so it's kind of a second generation event for us.
Well, that's pretty exciting. I know my son, who's 17, remembers quite well your daughter backstage last year.
Well, I heard him picking some music back there, too, if I recall.
Well, what's really kind of fun is this year, his bluegrass band from the high school he goes to at P.K. Young, their whole 9-member P.K. Young bluegrass band is going to have their moment like you did. They're playing on the main stage tomorrow morning.
That's awesome. What good for him, because that's when you, you know, you got to start them out young these days. I tell most of my friends and fans who have kids who are interested in music, start them out young, because you know, you can be 18, 19 years old. If you're deciding just to start then, you're already too late.
So fly, go ahead and fly until you find out who you are. And I will keep my love unspoken somewhere in my broken heart.
Well, I guess you're still about wooing women, or are you writing about other things these days?
No, it's always about wooing women. Never changes. but I am doing I'm working on a new album that we're looking at hopefully releasing in the fall. And I'll be doing some of the songs from that album. There's some of the songs we already have recorded. I'll be doing that tonight as well. And I also have a sample CD of, which is kind of a sample of what that album's going to be like. It's sort of a 5-song EP that we're going to be unveiling at the Folk Festival tonight, and we'll have available. And it's sponsored by my dear friends at Nature Right, who are very pro singer-songwriter and performers' rights, and help and fund their projects. They're a fresh produce company, and they also kind of act as my record label right now, which is really nice.
So give us a flavor of some of the songs that you're writing about these days.
The name of the album is called A Seed, and another song on the album is called Earning Our Place on Earth, and it's basically a paying tribute to the family farmer. you know, the best food you can eat is when it's, you know, from the farm right to the table. And, you know, the American farmer is really the backbone of our country, I think, and they struggle. And, you know, a lot of people are buying locally now. And so some of the songs that I've assembled for this album are have a lot to do with agritourism or agritainment, as we call it, you know, just the farmer and the consumer and the romance of that. There's a lot of wonderful things that happen on a farm. I have a farm and I grew up on a farm. You know, you learn work ethic, you learn a sense of community and helping one another out. And then it's just a great, noble occupation. And so we're going back. I was never in country music. There's a lot of cowboys, you know, and cowgirls, a lot of Texans and Oklahoma people who make country music. But I wasn't a cowboy. I was more of a farmer growing up. So I'm kind of going back. You might say I'm just kind of going back to my roots on this album. And this song, I will tell you, Donna, this song, A Seed, which I'll be playing tonight, it might be the best song I've ever heard. I didn't write this song, but I did record it.
For centuries, kids have cooled off in my shade and climbed my limbs. I've been a home to bluebirds. I protect them from the wind. And if you want the world to see your heart, carve it into me.
It's basically the theme of it is, don't tell me that you're too small to do amazing things, because I was just a seed. And it's a song from the point of view of a tree, basically. Of a, you know, of all the things that it, well, you'll hear it tonight. I'll just say that.
So don't tell me you're too small to do amazing things. I was just a seed.
So I'm going to switch gears to veterans. You know, you have typically done some songs to honor veterans. It is Memorial Weekend, and I know just in the Gainesville area, we greeted the honorage of a soldier who came home who was killed in Afghanistan recently, and we do have a war still going on in Afghanistan and Iraq. Are you planning anything to pay tribute to veterans this weekend?
Well, it's one of the reasons I love coming to the Folk Festival, because my dad was in the 82nd Airborne in World War II. He's one of the first group of guys that landed, paratrooped in, I guess, to Normandy, and so I was raised in a, you know, with a, you know, a respect for our military. I have a nephew who's in the Navy right now. I believe he's a lifer. He's going to be in for a while. Yeah, I have a very much a passion about veterans. Last year we had a rare opportunity to visit some of our veterans at the Walter Reed Hospital, and I will tell you, Donna, I highly recommend anyone who's up in that area to drop in and see what an amazing, uplifting experience that is to visit the hospital there and to, you know, be with the wounded veterans and see their attitude and how they would pack it up and go back in again tomorrow. Of course, me personally, I hope we get our business done and bring our boys and girls home, you know. But this weekend, we definitely will be in our set list. I got two or three songs that actually pay tribute to that. And it's basically, I think my whole theme is we wouldn't have evenings like this if it wasn't for our men and women in uniform. One song, Wave On Old Glory, was a song that we did that I think you can find on iTunes about the flag, and then also a song called You Don't Count the Cost. When it comes to love, you don't count the cost. It happens to a soldier fighting for his home, tears well up inside, but yet he still goes on, even though he knows he may be the next to fall, but when it comes to love, you don't count the cost. And it's just a great message.
All right. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to give us a shout today.
You got it, Donna. Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Take my hand. Let us reach out to each other, because we're only here for a little while. Gonna hold who needs holding, mend what needs mending, walk what needs walking, though it means an my